said yesterday that Stam Mishnah, and afterwards the Machlokas, so the Halacha is not like the Stam, but if you have a Machlokas and then the Stam Mishnah, the Halacha is like the Stam, and if there's a Stam Mishnah and a Machlokas and a Braisa, then the Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Now, Yomar says, V'hosnan, Omar Leh, we're on Mem Gimel Amad Aleph at the top. Omar Leh, V'hosnan, we have a Mishnah, and we'll see over here whether the Halacha is like this Stam Mishnah or not. V'hosnan, Masrek Shal Pishton, you have a comb for combing flax. Shenitlu Shinov, and the teeth of the comb fell off. V'nishtayru Boshtayim, and two teeth are left. So if a kli is unusable, then it's not a kli anymore, it's not mekabel tumah. If it's still usable, then it still has a din of a kli, and it's mekabel tumah. So if two teeth are left from the comb, tmeos, then it remains tameh, and or it can be mekabel tumah, it's considered a kli, that's usable. The achas tahorah, if only one tooth is left, one tooth on a comb is useless. So therefore it's not a comb anymore, it's not mekabel tumah. The kulan shenitlu achas achas b'fnei atzman tmeos. Right? Each tooth of the comb itself, we'll see one second how it works out, it still remains tame. It has a use. See one second how one tooth of a comb can be what's it called tame. Okay, now the it says a shel tzemer. If you have a comb of tzemer, the one for tzemer had two rows of teeth. A first row that actually combed the wool, and the second row just separated the loose hairs. So the main one was the first row of teeth, and the one behind it, the second row, was a secondary row of teeth. Wasn't the ikur of the comb. Shel tzemer shenitlu shinov achas mibinasayim tor. Right, if you have a comb of wool and one of the teeth in between, in other words, there was a tooth and then a tooth left out and then another tooth, so there's a no two teeth in succession, that's tor, because it's useless, because the space between the two teeth is too big to make it useful. Nishtayru bo gimel b'makom echad tamei. If there were three teeth in one place, then it's tamei. Well, the most mystic one is going to right away ask, Lysis Mashma, that there were two teeth in a row is okay. Now we say you need three teeth in a row. Hoysa hachitzona achas mehem tar. However, if the outer teeth were a little bit wider than the other ones, and if there were three teeth and one of them was the outermost tooth, it's still useless. You need three teeth, not at the edge. It has to be towards the middle. Nitlu beis the asan the malake tmeos. If two teeth were taken out and you made it into a tweezers, you took the two teeth and you made them into a tweezers. You had made a nuclei. Then they're makabel tumah. Achas, you took one tooth out, the skinel and air, and you made it for a toothpick, for a thing to what's it called, to clean out a candlestick. Oh, lemituach, or you made it for a pin to stretch something. Tmeya. Then that one tooth has a use, and it's makabel tumah. The kaimalon, the ain halacha, also mishnah, even though it's a stam mishnah. The halacha is not like that mishnah. So how can you say that the halacha is like a stam, right? And Omer Leh, so let's just use the Rashi first. Shtayim tmeos, dechazi lemilsei. If you have two teeth together, then it's tamei, because it's still usable as a comb. Achas tahora, the lochazi lemidei. If it only has one tooth, it's not usable for anything. Achas b'fnei asma, she'ena t'chuvav masrik. If you have one tooth of a comb outside the comb, then it's what's called tmeya. Shiruya l'ner, l'mituach, lifros b'godim, ochut zumizu. because then you can use it to as a pick to take out the ashes from a candle holder, or you can use it as a pin to stretch clothing or whatever, or separate threads. You use it like a toothpick. Achas mibinosayim shemikol gimel hasmuchos nitlohem tzoi sulochazi. If for every three teeth, one in the middle is missing, so there aren't three in a row, then it's tar. Hoysachitzona, if one of those three is the outermost tooth, achas mihashlemos halolu, shenishtayru gimel imachitzonos, v'sheinachitzona rechovahi. The ends of the comb, it's always like that, are wider teeth than the middle ones. Right? Like Rashi says, like our wooden combs, the outer teeth are wide things, and then you have the small teeth in the middle, and then on the other side also wide ones at the end. Since it's a wide tooth, it doesn't help. It doesn't function as a comb. So that the teeth on the extreme end don't count. So you need three besides those. L'malakeit melchachayim shekorin tlans. It's your tweezers. L'ner, l'nakir es haner, to clean out the candlestick. U'lemituach lifros beged, to stick it in a beged and stretch the beged. Ke'en hachayotim shemoschim oros b'masmerin. Put a nail and the two nails and stretch the leather. So over here also using like a nail, a pin. T'meya. Lakamin porech to hotana reisha kulon achas achas b'tnei atzon t'meyos. The afagav de lo iskina. Right? The Chora, the Seifa says that if you have one tooth of a comb, it's only tamei if you designated it for a use. But if you didn't designate it, it's not tamei. And the Reisha said that one separated tooth is tamei because you could use it for one of these things. You didn't have to designate it. So the mission itself is contradictory. That the Gemara is going to ask in a few seconds. Okay. Omar lei bar minod dahud rabbi yochanan ishlokish damri tavai zu eino mishnah. Right? This is an exception. And even though this is a stam mishnah, the halach is not like this stam. And there is a brisa, though, where there's this mishnah is a das yochid, and therefore, even though it's stam and machlokas and the brisa, the halach is not like this stam. Because this mishnah is eino mishnah. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan said, my time, what's wrong with this mishnah? Om Rav Huna bar Manoach mishmei d'ravi idi b'rei d'ravika mishum d'kasha reish l'sefer. Because it's contradictory, the reish and the sefer contradict each other. So obviously, it was not an authoritative mishnah. Something wrong with it. Diktani shot semer shenitlu shina v'achas m'vasayim tor. Honishtai ruboshtayim b'makom echotome. Says that if you have a comb and one tooth is taken between the two on the side, it's tar, meaning you don't have two in a row. Mashma, if you had two in a row, it'd be okay. It'd be tummy. And then the Sefer says you need three in a row. So the Sefer and the Reisha contradict. The other tani nishtai rubo gimel tummy. Gimel in shtayim lo. And then it says you need three in a row to be tummy. Two in a row is not. So you see that it's not a, there's something wrong with this Mishnah. Where it says, my kusha, I can answer that. Dilma hobigavaisa, hobibabraisa. Like we said, the comb has two rows of teeth. So in the initial row that actually combs the tzemer, if you don't have three teeth, it's not going to be effective. But in the secondary row, where it's only to catch the loose hairs that come out from this the first row, there even two is good enough. Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference because the ratio is talking about pishtan, right? But the sefer itself says both these things. Where's the sefer? Yeah, it's the sefer itself that it says. In the sefer, it's talking about tzemer, right? Shenitlu shin of achas mibein osayim. If one is missing between two others, then it's no good. But if you have the one, then it's, there's two consecutive ones, that's good enough. And then it says you need three consecutive ones. Rashi. Hodek toni shtayim tomei b'gavaisa em tsoyus t'chazion tvei shehen keneged beis yad ha-masrek k'shu ochez bo mechav nos hein lisrok v'hodek toni sholosh in shtayim lo b'braisa v'lo b'chitzon los mamish do hamrinin hoysa chitzon ha-achas meyem tor el ha-osun ha-meshuchos klapei ha-rosh de'ena mechuvnes keneged beis yad ha-masrek v'lo chazu kulei hai. No, I made a mistake. Later on, the Gemara speaks about the inner ones and the outer ones. Here it's talking about in the same row of teeth. There are teeth that are more towards the middle of the comb, and there are teeth that are more towards the side. Not mamish on the side, because mamish on the side, the tooth doesn't count. But they're closer to the side. The ikker work of the comb is in the middle teeth. They're the ones that actually do the work. And the side ones don't catch as much as the middle ones do. So in the middle ones, even two is effective. And on the side ones, the side ones, though, are not effective unless you have three in a row. So it depends where the teeth are. Are they closer to the middle? Then two is effective. If they're on the side, then you need three. Yeah? Right. Okay. Hilka gimel de chazim mitzvah al v'shtayim lo chazim lo midek. Okay. Loshen acher v'hu ikar v'gavaisa u'braisa. This is the second loshen. V'gavaisa u'braisa shtei shuro shinayim yesh l'masrik shel tzemer. This is what I said. Second pshat nashi. There are two rows of teeth. Like we said, the first one combs the wool and the second one catches the loose hairs. Okay. Yesh l'masrei shel tzemer chitzon los u'pnimios hachitzon lios ikur hamalacha tluya bohen. The outer teeth, the teeth that hit the wool first, are the main teeth. That's the main work. U'pnimios liklo dat tzemer shlo yipo, and the other one is to catch the loose wool strands that they shouldn't fall down. The hilkach b'chitzon lios sorech gimel v'makom echad. Therefore, the outer comb, in other words, the main ones, the ones that hit the wool first, were doing most of the work. You need three. But in the, what's it called, in the inner one, which is only catching the, what's it called, the strands, two is enough. Okay. So again, either it's the two rows, one before the other, or the first shot in Rashi is, it's the outer teeth on the comb itself, or the ones towards the middle, but not the extreme outer ones, because the last tooth, which is Y, doesn't count, doesn't do anything. Okay. Now, so that's not a problem. So 2 and 3, the Mishnah could be explained. So why isn't this Mishnah authoritative? Ela mihocha, diktani v'kulam shenitlu achas achas b'fnei atzmon t'meos, v'afogav v'lo hiskina. The Reisha says that if one is left, one tooth of a comb detached from the comb, even if you didn't designate it for any purpose, since it's possible to use for a purpose, right? It's like a toothpick, so it's tummy. And the Sefer says only if you designated it for that purpose is a tummy. But if it's detached, even though it could be used for the purpose, but you didn't designate it for that purpose, it's not tummy. Ema Sefer, achas v'iskino l'nero l'mituach t'meya. Hiskino in lo, hiskino lo. The Reisha says, doesn't make a difference if you designate it or not. And the Sefer says you had to designate it. I'm Rabbayu, my Kusha. No, so therefore the Mishnah is not authoritative because it's contradictory on itself. So Rabbayu says, what's the question? I can explain why in one place it says Iskina, one place not. Dilma hobe katayu, hobe lo katayu. It depends if it came off with a piece of the base or it came off just by itself. Okay, Rashi. Bikatayu, shenokal ima chatichas eitz, vihinasis lo beishyat, ve'enot shricho tikunachet. If the comb broke, there was one tooth, but it was connected to where it's connected to the base of the comb. Right? It's a little bit of the wood of the comb, of the base of the comb is still there. So now you have a handle. So it's usable, even if you didn't designate it, it's called a cleat. But if the tooth broke off by itself, and there's no part of the base of the comb connected to the tooth, then you had to designate it. Then it's just a plain tooth by itself. If you designated it, it's tame. If not, then it's just not a cleat. Rashi, the katayr should not leave machaticha seitz v'hinasis labeis yad v'enotzricha tikkun achim. Then it doesn't need to be designated, but if it didn't have a piece of the base of the comb, then it does need to be designated. Amra papa, umay kusha, v'dil maho bekatinto ho ba'alimta. Another teretz. Forget about what's it called, if it had a part of the base on it or not. Even separate teeth. But there are thinner teeth and there are thicker teeth. So if it's a thick tooth, then even without designating it, it's fit to do these things. If it's a thin tooth, then it has to be designated. Rashi. Alimta avos. Thick. Wide tooth. The einot srichos beis yad. It doesn't need a handle on it. So even if it broke off completely from the comb, without any part of the base of the comb connected to it, it's automatically right to use without any kind of handle. But if it's a thin tooth, then it depends. If it has a piece of the base on it, then it doesn't, it doesn't have to be designated. If it's thin and it doesn't have a piece of the base, then if you designate it, it's tamein, if not, not. Okay. Ela mishum de mesayme ba dafkoni zu divi Reb Shimon. Now the reason this Mishnah is not authoritative, and it's not a stam Mishnah, the halacha is not like it, because those who are medayik in saying over the Mishnayis meduyak, right, clearly, what's it called, not clearly, exactly, right, they end this Mishnah with the word zu divi Reb Shimon. It's not a stam Mishnah. So maybe it's not a stam Mishnah. Right, in the more exacting versions of the Mishnah, it says Zudiv Reb Shimon. Okay, Zudiv Reb Shimon, v'lav stamo. Therefore, it's not a stam Mishnah altogether. So don't ask me a question from this. Why the halach is not like the stam Mishnah? It's not a stam Mishnah. Okay. Sholach Reb Chiya Bar Ovin. May arsin toch gimel, the chain osin maisa. Okay, even though we hold that even arsin you can't do till 90 days, right, till 3 months, right, even though arsin is not going to be a problem with the second husband because he's not going to, not going to live with her, right, so she can't become pregnant from him, still lo plug. But that is only that we don't let her get married. Arison. But in the middle of the 9 days, you don't need a complete 90 days. You only need a partial 90 days. We'll see in 1 second what the partial is. And the chenos of maisa, and that's how we pass them the maisa. We don't pass them like this, but in any case, we'll see the Gemara says in the end. We don't. But that's what Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin said. The chen hoyer balazim lamveinu mishum Rabbi Chanina Godel. Rabbi Lozer taught us what does it mean that you don't need the full 3 months. Rubo shel rishon, you need most of the first month. Verubo shel shlishi, and most of the last month. Then tsoi shalim, and the complete middle month. Now Rashi learns that months over here means 30 days. So you need basically 16 days, right? And 16 days is 32. And 30 in the middle, so you need basically what's it called, the 62 days, or rov means even more than the 15. So you need a little bit more than 60 days. That's all you need. Half of 1 month, half of the other month, a little bit more than half, and a full 30 days. So if you all have 61 days, that's good enough. The Rambam learns that's talking about calendar months. So if you have most of Tammuz, and then you have the entire Av and most of Elul, then she can get married. But let's say you don't have most of Tammuz, The guy died, the end of Tammuz. So there's only 5 days left in Tammuz. Then Tammuz doesn't count. Then you need Av, and you need, Elul, and most of the next month. It has to be that the Rove is in a month before the middle one and the month after the middle one. But if you don't have Rove in the one before, then you need a full month here, full month, and Rove of the next month. It goes by calendar months, according to the Rambam. Amemer Shor Elioris B'yom Tishim. Amemer didn't hold from this. He held that you need 90 days, but on the 90th day you already can have Erisin. You can't have Nisuin on the 90th. You have to have wait till all 90 days are passed for Nisuin. But since Erisin is only out slow plug, you're makel on the last day. Omer le Ravashi l'Amemer, v'harabu Shmuel da'amri tarvayu tzricha lahantin gimel chadoshim chutz miyom shemesbo v'chutz miyom shenisarsebo. Both Rav and Shmuel say that you need a full 90 days, aside from the day that the person died, and aside from the day that you're getting married. Right? So you see the you can't be makel afilu be'erusin on the 90th day. It has to be after a full 90 days passed. Mara says, ahulin yemei nekes hikmar. That wasn't said, legabi 90 days, legabi waiting after a person dies. But it was talking about a different halacha, and it wasn't 90 days. It was talking about a meinekes, that a woman who's nursing can't get married until 24 months pass by. The Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu tzrich lahamtin chof dalet chodesh chutz miyom shenolet bo v'chutz miyom shenasarsa. You have to have a full 24 months. Like we said, you can't marry somebody who's nursing another man's child because we're afraid she'll get pregnant. And she'll forget about the first kid. The guy won't let her nurse the first one because it'll affect his kid. But there you need a full 24 months, aside from the day that the kid was born and the day that she gets erusin. Mar says, Vaho hahu the avad sudas erusin biyom tishim, ba'afsadei rova l'sudosi. Right? I says, now we're saying, but when it came to the 90 days, there on Echanam you could have erusin on the 90th day. Where it says, but that's not true. There was a guy who made a Sudas Erisin on the 90th day, and the Rava said, you can't have Erisin. And the Suda spoiled. Didn't last till the next day. So he ruined the Suda for him. He didn't let him get married, even though it was a Hefset. He didn't let him get married on the 90th day. Where it says, I see Sudas Nusuin Havi. No, he made a mistake. That was Nusuin Echanami. You need a full 90 days. Because there it's not because of low plug. But Erisin, you don't need a full 90 days. The 90th day is good enough. The Hilchasa, Tzricha Lahamtin Chavta Lechodesh Chutz Miyom Shenolet Bo V'Chutz Miyom Shenisarsa Bo. When it comes to Meinekes, you need a full 24 months, aside from the day that the person died, and the day the child was born, and the day that she gets Erisin. They don't count. 90 days aside from those days. And even by Erisin, you need a full 90 days, excluding the day that the guy died, and excluding the day of the Erisin itself. That's why I saw people doing that you only need a majority of the 90 days. Rubo shall hold this Rishon, the Rubo shall Achron, then so is Sholin. The Hilchasa. And a woman is not nursing, only has to wait 90 days. She needs 3 months. And that's the halacha.
Yes, sir.
The the 24 months, the Moshe Paskins, that the Gemara in another place says that you only need 18 months. And Moshe says that l'maisa the shasat sorech, 18 months is good enough to wait. You don't need a full 24 months.
We're on mem gimel amud aleph, towards the bottom, the two dots. We're explaining Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that all women can have erusin. We're not afraid that they're going to. Have a question whether they're pregnant from the second husband, because they're only having Erusin. So right now we think even Nesuos can have Erusin, because if they're pregnant from the first husband and they only have Erusin from the second one, there's no problem. So Erusin they can have, except for an Almana. Because an Almana, she's in Avelis, Mnei Ha'ibul, and therefore she can't have Erusin. So that means that you can't have Erusin during the Shloshim. A woman has Shloshim of Avelis for her husband, and she can't have Erusin because L'charetz HaSimcha can't have Erusin during the Shloshim. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, Kal V'chomer. Right, L'chora, why should Erusin be Osir? Uma b'mokum she'osir l'chabes, mutar le'oris. Right, in a place where you're not allowed to do kibus. Kibus is a lesser kind of washing. Gihutz is like dry cleaning. And kibus is like stam laundry. So where kibus is Osir, which is worse avelis, still you're allowed to make Erusin. Mokum shemutar l'chabes, where you're allowed to do kibus during shloshim mikra adin, an oval can wash his clothes. He just can't make gihutz. He can't make dry cleaning, the real chashiva cleaning during shloshim. But kibus is mutter. So a woman who's in shloshim, who's mutter be kibus, ain't odin shemutar liores, surely a erusin should be mutter. If where kibus is osir, erusin is mutter. Where kibus is mutter, surely erusin is mutter. Now, mahi, where is the case where kibus is osur and erusin is mutter? Disnan. Shabbos shechol Tisha B'av besocha. The week that Tisha B'av falls, from the Sunday before Tisha B'av and on, osur l'saper, you're not allowed to take a haircut. This is Me'ikar Adin. We're no way from Shivasa B'tamuz. But Me'ikar Adin, it's only Shvur shechol B'av Tisha B'av, and that's how the Sfaradim Paschim, the Beis Yosef says, that Lamaisa, it's only Osir Shvur Shechol Bal Tisha B'Av, which means the week that this year, from the Sunday till Tuesday, would be Osir. So it's Osir Lechabish, not to wash your clothes. Uvechamishi Mutar Mekovar HaShabbos. But if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, so there's a Thursday before Tisha B'Av, then on Thursday you're allowed to wash your clothes Lekovar Shabbos. Vitanya, and you're allowed to take a haircut also. We'll cover Shabbos. Vitanya, kodim hazman hazeh ha'om mimatim b'iskehem. Now, the way the Gemara learns this now, this Mishnah, before the 9 days, or before Shavuot Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, from Rosh Chodesh and on, okay, not the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, but from Rosh Chodesh Av of the previous week, you minimize your business dealings, milisa velitein, milivnos velintoa, you don't build buildings of simcha, or plant gardens of simcha, umaarsin, and you're allowed to get married erusin, avalokonsin, but you can't make nesuin, nesuin is a simcha. The enosim sudas erusin, and even by erusin you can't make a suda. You just make the erusin without a suda. So the Maisa, you see, that where it's mutter to make kibus, where it's osur to do kibus, right now we think that kodim hazman hazeh, what's it called, means the same time. Right, shvur shechalbo, same time. Right, that we're talking now about the same time that we were talking about before. Why it changes the lashon kodim hazman hazeh, it's just saying it a different way, right? Shabbos shechalbo Tisha B'Av is osur l'chabes, and Chamishi is Mutter Mekover HaShabbos, but Kodem HaZman HaZeh means before Thursday, meaning still Shavuot Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, right? So even though it says that you're not allowed to wash, but you're allowed to get married. So what's it called? In during Shloshim, when you're allowed to wash clothes, surely you're allowed to get married. So why should there be an Isser of Erusin for an Almana? Right, L'chora Erusin is mutter during Shloshim. Shmora says, Kitan Yahi Kodim the Kodim. No, that which it says Kodim Azman Azeh is not talking about Shvur Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, where it's osur to wash. It's talking about from Rosh Chodesh Av and on, and there it's mutter to wash too. So wherever it's mutter to wash, then erusin is mutter, but there's no kal v'chomer. There's no more kal v'chomer. So during shloshim, what's it called? It could still be osir, erusin could be osir. Omar Rava, let's see Rashi till here. V'mokom she'osir l'chabe, Shabbos she'chol Tisha B'av v'yos b'socha. The week that Tisha B'av falls in. So it's not, you're not allowed to wash clothes. Mutali oris, the erusin lav simcha ninu. Erusin, just the erusin itself without a suda, is not considered a simcha. So you're allowed to have erusin, even shvur shechol bal tisha b'av. Mokum shem mutar lechabish, toch lamed yom shel avel. So a place where you're allowed to wash clothing, meaning the 30 days of avelus, the avel ein osur b'tichbosis el shiva yomim. And avel is only osur to wash his clothes during shiva. But after the shiva, during shloshim, he's allowed to wash his clothes. The only thing that's also during shloshim is giyutz, is a more choshev of washing. Avo kibus lo, but not stam washing clothes. The hot tisporis, and the shiloh is bisman azeh, what our clothes washing is considered. Some say that our kibus is considered like giyutz, and therefore an oval is not allowed to wash his clothes the entire 30 days. Others say just the opposite, that our giyutz is like kibus. But in any case, whatever, the minig is not to wash clothes during shloshim. Aval kibus lo, the hotisporis gufa hi, ilav da asya pera pera minazir lo mitzvah. Because even cutting your hair during shloshim would be mutter if we didn't have a special gzeris shava from nazir. But lamaisa, what's it called? Washing clothes is mutter. So where washing clothes is aser, erusin is mutter, where washing clothes is mutter, surely erusin is mutter. Kodem azman azeh, kosoka daitech, kodem tishabav. Dehainu kol ha-shabbos shechol li'os b'socha mimatid. Now we think kodem azman azeh is talking about before tishabav, meaning shvur shechalbo. Same time we're talking about until now. Uma arsin, delav simcha, he'll mitzvah kovid. He has two milas. One is, it's not a simcha, and you're doing a mitzvah. And therefore you're allowed to have erusin. Kitanya Ahidah Ma'arsin, so the Gemara answers, Rava said, what's it called? The Gemara answers that when are you allowed to have erusin? Not when you're not allowed to wash your clothes during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. But Dafka before that time, before Shavuot Shechal Bo, from Rosh Chodesh Av till Shavuot Shechal Bo. Kodim to Kodim, Kodim Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Socha, to Hosam Mutal Chavis, and there you're allowed to wash. Aval tocha Shabbos, k'shem she'osu l'chabes, osu nomi li'oreis l'leka kal v'chomer. And we don't have any more kal v'chomer, that by shloshim you should be able to have erusin. So now Rava says, okay, let's assume that that's the case. Omar Rava, v'kodim nomi kal v'chomer. I have a different kal v'chomer. Even if you'll tell me that erusin is mutter before shvua shechol bal tisha b'av. Okay? But what's usher then? Right? Where you're not allowed to do business, you're still allowed to have erusin. Right? This is from Rosh Chodesh Av till Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, where you're not allowed to, what's it called, not allowed to have extra business. But you're allowed to have erusin. Mokom Shemutar Lisa, and Oval is not usher b'maso matin during Shloshim. So during Shloshim, where you're allowed to have maso matin, ain't no din shemutar li'oris. Surely you should be allowed to have erusin. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that the whole shloshim and almana can't have erusin? So when it says lo tema de Rabbi Yossi omer kol anoshim yisarsu, ele ema kol anoshim yinosu. Don't learn that Rabbi Yossi is going on erusin. Ain't chanami erusin. All of them can have, even an almana. What they can't do, an almana can't do, is nesuin. Mashma though that other women, even the suos can have nesuin. So it comes out that there's no havchana. Because she was married completely to the first husband, she could have been pregnant. Now she's allowed to get married completely to the second husband, maybe she'll get pregnant from him. And l'chora, you need havchana. So see, 1 second, the Gemara is going to ask, Rav Yossi doesn't hold of havchana. See, Gemara says, v'lesle Rav Yossi havchid, Rav Yossi doesn't hold of the whole Indian of Havchana. He's not afraid that we're going to not know, we're afraid she's pregnant, and we won't know who the baby is. Leslie, Enochanami. Rav Yossi is not choshish for that. He doesn't have this whole halacha of avchana. And a nesua can get nesuin. Surely an arusa can have nesuin or erusin, and a nesua can have erusin. No limitations. Rashi ela emer Rav Yossi. That's the first teretz. The iboy seima, or possibly even Rav Yossi holds of havchana, but he doesn't hold of any gzeris. The only havchana he holds of is a nesua who could have been pregnant from the first husband can't have nesuin and possibly get pregnant from the second husband. But if she was an arusa to the first husband, she can have nesuin because it's only gzeris, because she couldn't be pregnant from the first husband, she only had erusin. And if she is a nesua to the first husband, she can have erusin from the second one, because she can't get pregnant from the second one. Okay. The boy is aim ala olam isli. The aim of Yossi Omer call arusos grushos yinosu. All arusos who were divorced, not widowed, because a widow can have nesuin, because nesuin is a simcha. So Rav Yossi just comes to tell me that a nesua, a almana, can have nesuin, but not because of hachana, but because of because of avelus. But all the arusos who were divorced, not widowed, can have nesuin, because we're not gozer that if we let her have that we let an arusa have nesuin, that they let a nesua have nesuin. We're not gozer for that. Zmor says ihachi hani Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that all arusos can have nesuin, and all arusos can have nesuin, and all nesuos can have erusin. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. And if we're talking about nesuin already, everybody holds that a almana can have nesuin. So we can't say that Rabbi Yossi is coming to say that chiddush. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. So Mara says, no, ika binayu nesua le'ores. The machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is, can a nesua have erusin? Why is that worse than an arusa having nesuin? Because the thing is like this. Once she's an arusa from the first husband, there's nothing that could go wrong with this woman. Right? No matter what she'll have, there's no shaila, first husband, second husband. She only had erusin with the first husband. So there's no gzeira to make on her. The only gzeira we could make is that if we let this arusa have nesuin, some other woman who's nesua will also have nesuin. So we're going to be gozer this woman because of another woman. But there's no reason to be gozer with this woman. Masha Ein Cain, the opposite case. She was a nesua. Now we let her have erusin. Okay, we can make exera for this woman. Because if we let her have erusin, maybe she'll have nesuin. And if she has nesuin, then there's a problem. So by a nesua to have erusin, it's worse because there could be exera in this woman herself. By an arusa to have nesuin, there's nothing we can be gozer for this woman. It's only because of other women. So therefore, that's the machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. In a case of a nesua, are we gozer that she shouldn't have erusin because we're afraid maybe she'll have nesuin? Or we don't make that gzeira? See Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Nesua Muteris Leores, Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Nesua Asura Leores. And that's what we explain why, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds, we don't make any gzeiras. Nesua, that's what's awesome. Because there the chash exists. But Nesua to have erusin, no problem. Arusa to have Nesuin, no problem. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I agree with you that we're not goes there a Arusa to have Nesuin. Because then we have to make exera because of somebody else. But we are gozer a nesua to have erusin. Because then we're afraid if we let her have erusin, she'll have nesuin too. Okay, see Rashi. Ela emer Rabbi Yossi omer, kol anoshim inosu chutz mi almana. Rabbi Yossi lo ibulos lashminan. Can't say Rabbi Yossi came to tell me that an almana can't have nesuin. Because now we're saying only nesuin. Everybody holds erusin he could have. Shaila is only nesuin. The b'nesuin afilu Rabbi Yehuda molded the osur b'mei ibu. The osimcha, nesuin is a regular simcha. Ela yinosu os lashmina. He came to tell me who can get married. Upoligad Rabbi Yehuda, and he argues on your Rabbi Yehuda, the omer kol nesua shisarsa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a nesua can have erusin.
because there's no chash. And we're not gozer that if we let her have erisin, she'll have nesu. The usher of Yoshi Lameimar, afilu nesu al shinasu. Right? And according to the first way we're learning, he doesn't hold the Vavchon at all. Rav Yossi is makel even more than Rav Yehuda. He holds even a Nesua can have Nesua. Where there is a Chashash, we're not Choshish. We're not afraid that she's pregnant. Or she's going to get pregnant. The Gimel Machlokas B'Dover, according to this answer, that Rav Yossi is not Choshish for Havchana, and even a Nesua can have Nesua, there's three Machlokas. Tanakama Osra Filo Arusos Le'ores, the Gazu Arusos Rishon Atu Nesua. The Gazrin and Arusin the Akron Atun Su and the Akron. Tanakama is Gozer, all the Xavers. And Arusa can't have Nesuin, and a Nesua can't have Averson, because we're afraid that if we let either one, a Nesua is going to end up having Nesuin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar HaNesua Sisarsu. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, even a Nesua can have Averson. Velo Gozer Averson Atun Nesuin. We're not going to make any gzeiros. In the case where it's not nesuos, to nesuos is okay, because then it's only a gzeiros. Va'arusos yinasu v'lo gozo arusa to nesua. Aval havchona mia isle, nesua lo tinase. But he does hold that where the gzeiros applies, the kshash, nesua, and nesua, that is even Rabbi Yehuda holds his also. Rabbi Yossi afilu havchona lesle, and Rabbi Yossi holds even the nesua can have nesua. And we're not choshish bechlal for muberis. The boy seima isle, and another way of learning is that Rabbi Yossi also is choshish for havchana, and a nesua to nesua to be nesua is aser according to Rabbi Yossi for sure. Vafilu hachi inasuk tani. Who is that talking on? The lo an nesuos koi, el arusos koi. It's only going on arusa who was divorced, and arusa who is divorced can have nesuin. V'achikomar, kol harusos shenizgarshu yinosu, chutz min harusos almonos, machmasa ibu. Ulekamen porach michayel ibu l'arusa. Later on the Gemara is going to ask, there's no avelis if the woman's only in arusa. If she was only in arusa to her husband and he died, she's not chayef to be misabel, because she never was in the sewer to him. So that's what Gemara is going to ask later, tomorrow. I hachi hain Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says that's the case, and it's exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that we're not gozer. I eris and atu nesuin. The Tanakhama holds we are. So what's Rabbi Yossi being mechavish? The Rabbi Yehuda nami shori arusali nase. The lekala mei mahaka kitla el. The Rabbi Yossi ibul las lashvina. Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell me that an almana can't have nesuin. The nesuin aser kol amid yom. Everybody holds nesuin as aser the whole 30 days. To have nesuin kuli almi modet is the simchai. The Inasa to come Rabbi Yehuda, Grusha, the Lek Evil come. Even Rabbi Yehuda, when he says an Arusha can have Nesuin, is going on a Grusha, not an Almana. So Mara says, no, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Ikibinayu Nesua Leoris. The Nafkamina is, can a Nesua have Erisin? Both of them agree that an Arusha can have Nesuin, because nothing bad could happen. She was only an Arusha. Elamai, what will be? We'll be afraid that in another case of a Nesua, she'll have Nesuin. We're not choshish of what's called another case. That everybody agrees with. But how about in a case where the woman was a Nesua to begin with to the first husband? Now if she'll have Nesuin to the second husband, it's a problem. So we let her have Erisin. That's the Machlokas. Are we gozer now? Don't let her have Erisin because she may end up having Nesuin. Or no, we're not choshish even in this woman herself to make a Xavier. The Kamer of Yehuda and Nesua Shisarsu, the Logozer Erisin at the Nesuin. V'asr of Yossi Lameimar, Kol Arusos Grushos Yinasu, Hoil Veleka Ibul Shari. Since there's no Avelis, and she was an Arusa to the first one, nothing bad can happen here. Even if she'll be a Nesua, there's no problem. Umishum Avchana Lo Mitzra, the Halab Muberesi, V'Arusa at the Nesua Lo Gazrina. She can't be pregnant, she was only an Arusa. And we don't make a gzera that if we let this Arusa get married, a different Nesua will get married. That we're not choshish for. Aval Nesua lo yisarsu, but Rabbi Yossi holds that if she was Nesua, we don't let her have Erisin, which Rabbi Yehuda says is mutter. The ikal amecha shema muberesi, because if she's a Nesua, maybe she's pregnant. And if we let her have Erisin, maybe she'll go through and have Nesua. The isharis lo yisarsu, so she'll ensue it.
And therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, and in that case, you make the gzeira. So it comes out that there's three machlokes. The Tanna Kamma holds that every case, Erusin to Nesuin, Nesuin to Erusin, is Osir, even Erusin to Erusin. Because we're gozer every case out to Nesuin to Nesuin. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we never gozer at all. As long as either the first one was Erusin or the second one was Erusin, everything's okay. It's only Osir if they're both Nesuin. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no. If the first one was Erusin, then she could have Nesuin. But if the first one was Nesuin, she can't even have Erusin because we're afraid that she'll go through with the Nesuin too.